Good morning. My guest this morning is Alan Bluestein from the Jewish Film Festival. Good morning, Alan.
Good morning, Roland.
Well, it's getting late in the festival, but there's still some fun to go. And this film, Moose, which is showing on Wednesday the 30th at 1 p.m. and 7:30 p.m., sounds like a real funny film.
It's one of those delightful films that kind of has everything that you want in a comedy. And it's from the Netherlands, which is, you know, not a place we usually find a Jewish movie. So that's,
yes,
we
right.
like that when we have some diversity. And it's just a fun story about a girl who's a wallflower, a young woman. She's not a girl. Her mother passed away. She's living with her father, helping him run his business, being there for him.
This is in the Netherlands.
Yes. And she hasn't really started her life. So the story unfolds as Moose tries to create independence and create a life for herself and the funny missteps that she makes along the way, including, you know, going to acting school or trying to go to acting school and the very handsome acting professor, the ex-boyfriend,
all
the Jewish relatives, you know, and it's also very Jewish at the same time and Dutch, which makes it really funny. And I was reading today a director's statement about it. And apparently in the Netherlands, in Holland, the names Sam is the boyfriend, and Moos are kind of part of Dutch Jewish jokes. And
really?
Sam, yes, and they are two old men. And Jewish jokes in the Netherlands, they're two old Jewish men, Sam being short for Samuel and Moos being short for Moses.
Oh.
And so they used that as an insider joke, only in this movie, Moose is a young woman and Sam is the young man.
And Sam and Moose walked into a bar.
Exactly. Yes. Yes. You know, a frog walks into a bar with a rabbi on his shoulder and the bartender says, "Where did you get him?" And the frog says, "In Brooklyn, there are a dime a dozen."
That joke has a lot of endings. That one is the best.
I think I heard that from Robin Williams.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, that's wonderful.
It might have been that movie, The Aristocrats. Remember that movie about the aristocrat joke?
Yes.
It might have been movie.
Yes.
Yeah.
I had heard that joke many, many years before, and it just blew me away that it actually got a whole movie made out of it. There are variants on that joke that are also funny.
Yes.
Where they're called other things than the aristocrat. So I take it that the festival has done very well.
The festival is a great success. I met a woman today who's kind of a newcomer to the community. And she said to me, "You guys pick the best of the best. You should be congratulated. You don't have to pick and choose. Every single one of your movies is a winner."
Wow.
I know. I felt really good.
Well, you should print that up as a little.
She said I could quote her, so
yeah.
we will be using that. Yes,
and so you know, we were talking earlier about not having to wait quite so long for more films. That there's going to be some more in the spring.
Yes, last year in the spring of 2016 was this year, but earlier we showed three Israeli films in the spring at Rialto Cinema Sebastopol. It was kind of a soft opening. And it became immediately popular, and the audience loved it. So we're going to be doing the same thing again in March on Tuesdays. Uh-huh. This year we'll add a matinee. We'll have three dates. It might be the 1st of March. I'm not sure what that first Tuesday in March is,
okay. And
the subsequent 2 weeks. And those movies aren't announced yet, but people can look forward to some more great films.
Somebody needs to buy you a movie theater. That's...
And then run it for me.
Right,
exactly.
Right. Thanks.
Thank
Ellen.
You.
Let's tell people once again that Wednesday, November 30th, 1 p.m. and 7:30 p.m. is the Dutch film Moose at the Rialto Cinemas. For information, a telephone number 528-4222. Online, it's jccsoco.org. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacobetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Enjoy your day.